Attorney General Tim Fox is looking through a list of nominees for the board of a new state health foundation. The Montana Healthcare Foundation was established following the sale of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Montana to an out-of-state company. Capital reporter Dan Boyce says the board will need to decide what to do with a $40 million trust.
Blue Cross Blue Shield sold to Illinois-based Healthcare Service Corporation this summer. State law says the proceeds from the sale of a nonprofit like Blue Cross must go toward a nonprofit foundation with a similar mission as the original company. In this case, the newly formed Montana Healthcare Foundation must pursue the broad goal of improving healthcare in the state. That's as specific as it gets at this point, though. It will be up to the Board of Trustees to figure out exactly what that means. A selection committee has been looking through 100 applications for months, narrowing to 7 nominees for the board. Interim trustee Ed Eck says the law requires candidates to come from geographically diverse parts of the state and to have varied backgrounds in areas like nonprofit management and investing.
We just tried to put together a team of people that we felt met those statutory requirements and were well-regarded in their communities as civic leaders.
The nominees Eck and the selection committee put together include Director of the Center for Interdisciplinary Education at MSU Billings, Paul Cook, Associate Professor of Management at the University of Montana School of Business, Michael Harrington, Administrator of the Richland County Health Department, Judith LePan, retired Senior Vice President of New York Life Insurance Company, Joanna Piper, former Health Program Director at the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, Dennis Prager, owner of Underwriter Moners, William Underwriter, and former Montana State Senator Mignon Waterman. Waterman says the trust provides a great opportunity for Montana, but the board will need to be very deliberate and responsible in finding ways to use it.
We could spend all of this money in a heartbeat. There is going to be a lot of requests, a lot of pressure on us to make decisions that people believe are very important to them and are very important to them.
Nominee Dennis Prager left the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation nearly 30 years ago to begin a consulting business in basically exactly this kind of work. He says he's worked for a dozen or more of these types of health foundations in a number of states. He says they've addressed very different kinds of things depending on the health needs of their state. The money could be used for stuff as varied as an immunization program for kids or starting a health policy center to help the state legislature. Prager says the board will first need to start listening.
Get some experts in to talk to us about what the problems really are. Each of us will come in with a particular bias, but what we need to do, we need data, we need evidence.
The nominees still need to be confirmed. Attorney General Tim Fox says he will be doing so in the next couple of weeks if all candidates meet the requirements of the law and complete background checks. Interim trustee Ed Eck also says the foundation could eventually receive another $100 million or more as additional Blue Cross assets are sold off. That's on top of the $40 million the foundation already has. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.